In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly King, Consoler, Paraclete, you who are everywhere present and fill all things, treasury of all that is good and master of life, come, dwell within us, cleanse us from all stain, and save our souls, O good one. Mary, cause of our joy, pray for us. We're going to be doing now March 12th, which is the first Sunday in Lent. I did want to move on from where we were for March 5th, but I'll do that on March 19th. I will on March 19th. Oh, that's the Feast of St. Joseph, but we're not doing the big feast day, so we'll be okay. I want to talk about how the mystics understand the priesthood so that we get a deeper idea of what the Lord did in us and for us at ordination, those of us who are priests. Okay. So, what I want to do now is look at some texts. The basic text, of course, is the one that we read on Ash Wednesday. You know, don't make your parade your good deeds before others to attract their notice. This is a Jerusalem Bible. And so, when you give alms, don't, you know, have a trumpet in front of you and so forth. Your Father, who sees all that is done in secret, will reward you. Now, this is key. The Father, as I mentioned before, because we've done some of the Sermon on the Mount, the Father is the key to the sermon. Your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Okay. After the fasting comes the prayer, into which Matthew puts the Our Father, and then fasting. Now, the traditional order is to pray, to fast, and to give alms. And the reason for that is, you pray so that you're relating to God. You fast so as to deprive yourself of things, and then what you've deprived yourself of, you can give away in alms. And the book of Tobit, chapter 12, has this thing, prayer and fasting are good, but better than either is almsgiving. We're going to hear this throughout the whole biblical tradition, Jewish and Christian. Almsgiving and forgiveness are the key to observing Lent. Of course, we're going to do these other things, but they're not the key. And that's important, you see, in what we transmit to others. I'm going to read a little bit more of that text for you. Almsgiving accompanied by righteousness, of course. That's tzaddik. A little with righteousness is better than abundance with wickedness. It is better to give alms than to store up gold. For almsgiving saves one from death and expiates every sin. Those who regularly give alms will enjoy a full life, but those habitually guilty of sin are their own worst enemies. Now, Simeon the Just, an old rabbi, used to say upon three things the world stands, Torah, worship, and acts of kindness. And again, you see the same three in a different order. So what our Lord is talking about when we look at the text, you see, is this notion. So what are we going to say about Lent? All right. It's a time of joy. Saint Benedict, in his rule, chapter 49, is on the observance of Lent. And he says, now, let us add a little bit to the pensum servitudis nostrae, to the allotment of our service, particular prayers, abstinence from food and drink, and so forth. So with the joy of the Holy Spirit, offer that to God. And then he says, and so we take a little bit from our body of food and drink, of sleep, of, what would be the English word, loquaciousness, talking too much. Self-indulgence is a lot in self, you know, in talking too much. And joking around, scribilitas. That's the way we get rid of anger, the way we distract ourselves. Not every joke is terrible. But during Lent, less loquaciousness, less kidding around, so that we can have prayer with tears and reading and compunction. And then he says, finally, that is, we withdraw from our body something of food, of drink, of sleep, and so forth. And then he says, and with the spiritual desire and holy joy await the holy feast of Easter. So you see, we do all these things, but it's supposed to make us joyful, looking ahead to celebrating the resurrection of Jesus and our own. And so that's the way that text goes. There are texts that are going to be in the liturgy. Some are already there by the time we have this first Sunday. Isaiah 58. Why do we fast and you do not see it? Afflict ourselves and you take no note of it? And then the answer. On your fast day, you're carrying out your own pursuits. You drive all your laborers. Yes, your fast ends in quarreling and fighting, striking with the wicked claw. Would that today you might fast so as to make your voice heard on high. Is this the manner of fasting I wish, of keeping a day of penance, that a man bow his head like a reed and lie in sackcloth and ashes? Do you call this a fast day, acceptable to the Lord? This, rather, is the fasting I wish, releasing those bound unjustly, untying the thongs of the yoke, setting free the oppressed, breaking every yoke, sharing your bread with the hungry, sheltering the oppressed and the homeless, clothing the naked when you see them, and not turning your back on your own family. Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your wound will quickly be healed. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You will cry, and he will say, and we've talked about this before, Hineni, I'm at your service. God tells us that. One, when we clothe the naked, you have to see, shelter the oppressed and the homeless, give bread to the hungry. Then you call on me, and I'm right there. You know, Hineni, I'm at your service, okay? And so that's you see this consistent teaching. Now, I have three texts from Augustine that are in the same way. First is, they're all from, at least two of them are from his sermons. In fact, they all are. It is your duty to intensify your almsgiving during these days. There is a further work of mercy in which one takes nothing from one's store or purse, but expels from the heart that which it is more harmful to keep than to give away. I'm referring to the anger one stores up in one's heart against one's brother. This is the time of year. You get rid of all that anger. You get reconciled. Sure, I mean, give up candy, that's fine. But if you have in your heart anything against anybody, the Lord is saying, forget the rest, leave your gift, and go get reconciled. I preached on this both Lent and Advent, and people have come up to me and said, you know, I had a brother, 20 years we didn't speak. I called him up and invited him out to supper, and he went with me, and we're reconciled now. That's Lent. Of course we fast, but Lent is being reconciled and getting rid of the anger in your heart. Then this text that we just saw, Isaiah 58, 3 and 4, Augustine quotes, "Why do we fast and you do not see it? Afflict ourselves and you take no note of it. Lo, on your fast day you carry out your own pursuits and drive all your laborers. Yes, your fasting ends in quarreling and fighting, striking with the wicked claw. Would that today you might fast so as to make your voice heard on high." Augustine's commentary. These are the two things on which prayer mounts up to God: forgiveness of offenses and alms to the needy. Forgiveness can also be a way of alms. Huh? If someone has really offended me, they're in debt to me. But if I forgive them, that's alms. I forgive them. This is important, you see, taking care of the poor and forgiving those who are in debt to us. Huh? Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, is the old translation, because the word for debt and the word for sin, or being obliged to make up for sin, in Aramaic is hov. And chov means both debt and sin. It's a very graphic understanding. I sin, I'm in debt to God, and I can't pay it. Jesus paid it. I can't pay it. And so God writes off the debt. That's why he says, see, forgive us, our debts, as we forgive our debtors. That's quite a challenge, huh? If we want to wind up Lent thoroughly forgiven, write everybody a blank check. Take it out of your heart. I don't care who it is, your superior, your inferior, your family member, whoever, your boss, whoever. Get it out of your heart. Then, this is an interesting one. This is Augustine again. Though the poverty of the faithful should be alleviated first, yet those who have not yet accepted the gospel are to be pitied in their distress. For we must love the one nature all men share. So you just don't give to the Christians, you give to anybody in need. Because we all share the same nature, and they need help. Now, some of that you can do by, you know, sending alms to Sudan. And that's a good idea. But also right here, the bag ladies, the street people, you know, and then those whose hearts are broken, they've been, you know, put out of their house with all the financial problems going on. They can't make the payments on their house, so out they go. Now what? You know, how do we help these people? And it's good that we have diocesan organizations doing this. But nothing is as important as the personal touch. Just doing it. Being there. Well, that's the tradition. That forgiving and giving alms are the two most important things we do in Lent. And of course, we do the others. As Jesus said, you know, when you give alms, just give it. Don't make a big deal out of it, you know. When you fast, don't tell everybody. Just fast. And your Father who sees in secret will repay you. Amen.